or...
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah.
Okay. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on a piece of land, you say you did what? If you got rid of all the, you know, the bushes and the trees and everything.
Cleared.
Okay. What is the second cutting of clover or grass?
What is the
second cutting of clover or grass?
Recut.
Recut, okay.
Hmm?
Is that what you would call it? Or did you have anything?
I don't remember anything, but...
Okay. What did you call the old dry red dead grass that is left over on the ground in the spring? After you've cut.
What do we call it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you all call it anything?
I don't have any name.
I don't either.
Okay. Now when you tie, when you might take the hay or wheat and you tie it up, you might tie it up into what?
Shuck.
Okay. Okay. Now, if you stack bundles together, would that make a shock?
Mm-hmm.
About how many bundles would make a shock?
Well, the only shock was mostly when we pulled the fodder. You know what fodder is, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, we'd stand them in shucks till they dried out before we put them in the barn.
Mm.
And, of course, we never grew any wheat. We grew oats.
Uh-huh.
We did those. You know, like, rake them up, like I told you about the hay rake.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd tie the oats in bundles, just like you do wheat.
Uh-huh. Okay. If you were telling somebody how much you could get out of an acre of land, you might say, we raised 40, what,
a
week to make. Okay. Now, what have you got to do to oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Read that one again.
Okay, you have to separate, you have oats, and you have to separate the grain from the rest of it. So what do you have to do to it?
Oh. I don't remember that we ever did that.
What did you use your oats for?
The horses.
Uh-huh. So they just ate all of it? You didn't get it for grain? Okay.
Uh-uh.
If you and someone else had got to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say, you and?
You and me, which is?
Whatever you say.
Which is correct.
Well,
according to English grammar. You and I, you and me.
You and I have got to do it.
Uh-huh.
There's
several things about English grammar that I don't know when to use. And I and me are two of them.
Well, you know, it doesn't really matter. When you're just talking to somebody, nobody's really going to notice, because most people don't
use correct.
In fact, a lot of people, you know, they've always been corrected so long, you're supposed to say you and I,
mm-hmm.
or he and I, and stuff
yeah.
like that, so they just say it even when you're supposed to use me.
Mm-hmm.
They use I. So, you know, they kind of overcorrect.
Yeah.